Great Point Light is my white whale. The 70-foot-tall white concrete tower sits where Nantucket Sound and the Atlantic meet, towering high above a narrow strip of beach, or so I've read. I've never made it all the way out there, to the northernmost tip of Nantucket. That's not to say I haven't tried to get to Great Point. From the nearest paved road, it's about 10 miles round trip, most of it over soft sand. With no four-wheel drive to my name, the only way to get there is to walk. The first time I set out towards Great Point was this past August, on a quiet morning after 4 days of rain. The air was still, the sea and harbor on either side of me completely flat. I'd planned the hike with a careful eye, set out at 7 before it got too hot, carry enough water and granola bars, slather on sunscreen, and don't forget your hat. I was going to be a woman alone in nature. I was going to escape the summer crowds and find some solitude. Everything went as planned. I'd even left a little note on the dashboard, so if I didn't return by the appointed time, the rangers would know somebody was out there. The one thing I hadn't planned for were the mosquitoes. I began to notice I was being eaten alive somewhere near the last house on Walwinnett Road, just at the entrance of the jeep trails to the point. This is nature, I told myself. You're just communing with nature. When the wind shifted and the mosquitoes began their assault on my face, I ran through the brambles with my beach towel over my head and dove into the harbor. I spent the rest of the day in a Benadryl-induced haze, listening to The Outermost House on tape and cursing Great Point Light. On a cool morning in mid-November, I started driving towards Walwinnett. Nantucket was coming off a streak of gloomy days, the sun starting to peek out. Coupled with the early sunsets, all that dark was starting to get to me. I saw the sands of Walwinnett shimmering in the sun, the purple-bellied clouds, the pale yellow beach grass. I told myself I'd just walk up to the last house. And I kept walking, past the haul over, where Nantucketers of yore hauled their fishing boats from the harbor to the ocean, past Cascada Pond, past dozens of seals performing acrobatic feats in the ocean, past mile marker 3, and all the while, Great Point Light is looming in the distance, shining bright white. It's so hard to tell how far away anything is while walking on the beach. There are no other buildings around for scale. I got all the way up to the Galls, a name that means weak place. The Galls is this thin bridge of sand that connects Great Point to the rest of the island, a place where winter storms wash over and sometimes break through. On this walk, it isn't the water that's breaking through, but the sand. The winds have increased considerably since I set out, and I'm pelted with wave after wave of blowing sand. It's punishing, and after a few minutes of hoping a jeep might pass and take me the rest of the way, I give up and turn around. At least I've now seen Great Point with my own eyes. I was glad I turned around when I did, that I read the sky and the winds and figured the weather was turning fast. The wind had really started to kick up. The waves at the Atlantic were lapping at the tire tracks. The only thing scarier than being alone with my thoughts for 4 hours was the thought of being stuck out in the sand when night came at 4:30. Will I ever make it to Great Point? They say the third time's the charm.